Hey, this is Tim McKernan, and I am here with Seth Goldkamp of Design Air Heating and Cooling, and I have been a longtime Design Air client. What separates you guys from everybody else?
It's becoming more common for companies to just get their foot in the door. They try to come up with different ways to upsell. They try to see how much they can make off of a customer as opposed to, hey, we're in there to do a service. We're going to do it well. We're going to do it for a fair price.
I don't know how many emails I have received from our listeners who experienced the incredible customer service Design Air Heating and Cooling provides. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling online at designairservice.com.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
After a serious car accident, people have two questions. Why me and what now? Well, no one knows why you, but I'm Terry Crouppen, and my law firm, Brown & Crouppen, sure can help with the what now. Car repairs, medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering. We're Brown & Crouppen, and we've got all those answers. All you have to do is call. 222-2222.
Best of Swiss nature wrapped around a powerful liquid menthol scenter for maximum relief from your worst cough and sore throat. Maximum nature for maximum relief. Try the new Ricola Max now, available in the cold and cough aisle. Ricola. It's in our nature.
This holiday, whether you're making a Baker's Simple Truth turkey for 40 or a Murray's Baked Brie for two, Baker's has fast, fresh delivery and free pickup, so you can make holiday meals that bring you all together to create memories that last. Baker's, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
Get more ways to save at the Buy 5 or More Save $1 Each sale. Just buy 5 or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Baker's, fresh for everyone.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After on KPNT-FM HD2, Collinsville, St. Louis. At the Morning After STL on YouTube and on TMASTL.com with Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, Iggy Strode, The Plowboy, and Action Jackson.
Good morning, St. Louis.
Now, where is Tim?
Oh, no.
Where is he? Where's Tim?
I thought we were doing the best stuff. I almost didn't set my alarm.
Oh,
7:10 St. Louis, you're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After here in our Munganast 7 o'clock hour. Munganast is the official automotive dealership of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. We're here in our Michelob Ultra Studios, and it's Friday, Doug. The weekend is upon us. Let's get one more quality three-hour presentation to send us into the weekend in a good place. The Cardinals got the Brew Crew in town.
Yeah.
Let's get after it.
Oh, okay. Today you're talking about.
That's right.
Getting after it, like right now?
That's right. Yeah, it's a press conference Friday. Listeners, if you've got questions, send them in to the Engineered Design Facilities text inbox. That number is 314-881-TMA5, or call in on the Steve Schmidt Key of North County phone line, 636-904-TMA.
If they sweep this week, do they clinch?
No, they don't.
No.
No, no, they wouldn't. Looks not like by a long like shot.
What about if they get swept?
No. Then still wouldn't do that.
What?
No.
But what this feels like is a preseason football game.
Why?
Week two, you think you're going to see your superstars out there, and then you got us coming in the studio.
Oh, this is a show, not the Cardinals.
Oh, no.
Oh.
We got takes.
We got takes.
Hot ones.
Jackson going to the game tonight, so bring home a winner.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'll be at the ball yard tonight.
Dude, it is going to be
wearing
gorgeous.
Out some shoe leather.
Oh.
Yeah, I must be bad luck for Tim. Tonight's going to be, while Jackson's at the game tonight, it's going to be like 73 degrees.
Oh, it's going to be immaculate.
Oh, my God.
We played the member guest at Westboro in May, which you would figure out nice weather, you know, high 70s, low 80s. 100 degrees for 3 days.
Oh, no.
Tim is playing the member in August. It's going to be 80. Maybe 79.
Yeah, I mean, the weather is just...
I'm just bad luck for his golf, I guess.
I played yesterday with Cletus and Guy, and the weather, it was 85 degrees out. Almost no one on the course. It was,
what course?
Normandy, the Rock.
Of course.
Yeah, we went up to Bar K, then went out and had some drinks. It was a
beautiful...
What's
Bar K?
It's the dog park bar, like, over there off of Vandeventer.
Oh,
in McCree, I think it is. Love it. Love it.
You
so it's right by my house, too, which is easy.
How many dogs just there taking dumps while you're eating?
Well, they have a separate area for eating, and you don't need to bring your dog in there. And they have workers. Like, that's their duty. Even though I bring my own poop bags, I clean up my own dog's poop.
You're supposed to.
I am not going to watch my dog go to the bathroom and then cross my arms, look at the worker, and make them clean it up. That's just not my style.
No, that's
but they got workers there, and it's just a fun little time with the dogs. It's easy to wear them out, so you can just go back home and relax.
Plowsy, I have a bar K question. I'd have to think that there's a lot of very attractive young females there.
They're
like my age.
That is a great spot to. I mean, if you're single with a dog, that's already an edge in terms of Tinder picks.
Yeah.
In terms of conversation starters, yeah,
right on the money with
like
that.
Like that, I'm telling you, little things like that go a long way. And
people
that
use their
start,
dog on Tinder picks.
Yeah.
And it worked. I'm telling
Dudes?
You, it worked. Like if you if you're out there in the woods with your dog and you have a picture, you use that in the profile picture.
Really?
You have dogs. That kind of puts their guard down.
Oh, it does.
They'll swipe right. You have an instant conversation starter. More than likely, they have dogs. But if you go there single with a dog, you're gonna you'll have a good chance.
You'll be married with a couple of kids a year or two later.
Maybe not that. I mean, I wouldn't go. I wouldn't say that's a guarantee.
Yeah.
Single guys you're talking about on?
Single guy can pick up single girls and vice versa. It's just a really younger crowd.
Right.
Well, let me ask you a question then.
Yeah.
You mentioned out in the woods. I get that. If you're a good-looking guy and say you're on a mountain and you got your husky with you, I get that. If you're sitting
like
on
a
your
Marlboro commercial.
That's a great.
If you're sitting
picture.
On your patio with your poodle and like a Zima, probably not getting anything.
I agree. It all. I guess
with a current beverage.
People still love a poodle.
I'm gonna say it all depends. I mean, I think my dogs are super cute, but they're big and they're pit bulls. So like. Mm-hmm. Some people like some things, Doug.
Yeah.
And some people don't like other
dogs. Things. Are a situation where some people do like the smaller,
I do,
yappier dog.
I prefer the lap dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
I'll counterpoint Iggy. I have on my Hinge profile a picture of me and my sister's very tiny little dog. And that
you're not
picture,
getting laid, are you?
No, that picture has proven to be successful.
Yes,
really?
It shows
in
that you're not
way?
A serial killer.
So like, on Hinge, it shows you what picture the girl liked.
Nice.
And I would say more
one.
Times than not, they like the picture of me and the dog. Maybe like second or third most. Here, I'll pull it up, the picture.
And has that led to a lot of romance for you?
Has that led to a lot of romance for me?
Yeah, the dog picture.
Hinge is certainly the one. The
it's
app
not a poodle.
It's not a very big dog.
No, but it's not a poodle.
Hinge is certainly the app where I've found the most success. Like, I've gotten the most dates off of Hinge than any other app.
Me and Madison met on Tinder.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to tell that story. You know, I'm not a...
That's how people meet nowadays.
That's just how it is, especially for me. I don't know people. I didn't know people in the area.
Here's what I'm going
to
do
now, but at the time, I didn't know.
Ooh, I'm going to go to a pet store today.
Are you?
And I'm just going to sit down on the floor holding a bunny. And then I'm going to put that on...
Bumble.
Hinge
yeah.
or Bumble, see what happens.
You think they'll Absolutely. Let you take the bunny out of the
I think
cage?
Sitting on like
well,
a store floor
am,
with
won't.
A bunny.
Maybe if it's a gerbil, you'd have better
that
look.
May look a little odd. That's just me.
Just
That's...
cuddling a bunny, see what happens.
No, literally just pick up a bag of dog food
Ew.
And walk around the store. Like even doing that, just
What's
showcasing that,
do? That
you could potentially have an animal
oh.
at home that
you
you're taking
one.
Care of.
You want one.
And then a female will come up, and that's a conversation starter. Now, you don't have a dog. That's going to be a problem
oh.
moving forward, but it's a good icebreaker.
Is it possible to rent your dog out to someone looking for a conversation starter?
If there is, I would love to rent out my three dogs, any one of them, for
someone
a two-hour
just
time
looking
period.
To meet somebody? Yeah.
That or even photo ops. If you want to come yeah. over to the house for 10, 20 minutes and take a couple candids
nice
with the dogs.
Cottage industry.
What would that cost a fellow?
$20.
You'll be evicted the next day.
Yeah, I've already started a lot of illegal business, in Doug,
oh, yes,
as you
yeah.
know it,
yeah.
in my apartment.
So. It'd be a waste for me, because once they find out that I'm not doing any work in the bedroom, having a dog wouldn't matter.
Yeah, I could say you still have to perform and be a human after you pick up the girl
yeah.
with the dog.
Yeah.
Plowsy hit the lottery. How does he find the one woman that was searching for a lesbian stick figure on Tinder?
Look,
it's from Mudfingies.
I think about that a lot. I can't believe how lucky I am
yeah.
and how random Tinder is, because it's more than a hookup, more so a hookup app, or was when I was using it 5 or 6 years ago.
It's funny because I go on Tinder. I don't use it anymore. Twitter and Tinder.
Yeah,
I'm not paying anymore. But everyone I see on Tinder, you look at it, says, not looking for a one-night stand, looking for romance, looking for romance, looking for one
They always.
Nobody says. So is that basically just I'm lying? Or do they just say, I'm just looking to have sex?
With a guy, you never want to do the one-night stand thing. You look creepy. It looks like you're just slaying through them, and there's a lot of females. They're a little more conservative. Maybe they're not looking for long-term, and maybe you do hook them up with them on the first date.
Well, maybe.
But that's up to them. Sure, and now you're making it a mandate that that's the only thing that they're getting. So I think, you know, there's common... Maybe we should write a book, Doug, about...
Well, no woman wants to be.
Well, we are studs.
No woman wants to be seen as easy. What kind of a girl would go on there and say, "I'm looking for a one night stand"?
I've seen it, but it's rare. It's rare, and usually, no offense to any, it's just not a girl that you would necessarily.
They'd have to be pretty desperate, right?
I'm just saying it's a rare thing where I've seen where they would be like.
Why are girls any different than guys? A lot of guys are just looking to go have sex.
Right, but you don't necessarily want to. I don't think it's like a moral thing. I just think like for appearances, you don't want to appear to be like, I'm just on here looking for strange.
Well, especially if your friends see you. Because I've seen, it's funny to me when I just search it, I don't use it anymore because every time you see somebody, 1995, you can find out who that is. But it says who your friends are on Facebook, mutual friends. And I said, God, look at all the people they know that I know.
Yeah.
So I just call one of these people and say, do you know this girl? Just
Tinder? This is on Tinder?
Maybe it's on Facebook Marketplace.
That's a whole different thing.
You can find women on Facebook Marketplace?
There's a Facebook dating.
They come to your house if you're trying to sell
a new Craigslist.
There's a Facebook dating, I think.
Is there?
There's one that I see that has your mutual friends on Facebook.
It's one of the ones
you can swipe left and right.
Sweep on Twinder.
Sweep left and right. And it says who your mutual friends are on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I say, this is like the fourth one that knows this guy.
Is it three Larry Nichols?
Yeah. So, no. And then I see people I know, which is odd.
Oh, dude, like in a town like Canton, you know, so you're swiping like Peoria too. Because I talked to my buddies who still are around that area. And dude, that's a hard area. One, not a lot of crop. And two, like if you've lived there long enough, you've seen a lot. Even in the smaller towns, you kind of know people. So it's just got to be just a reunion on Tinder. My brother hooked up with her.
Maybe that's a chance to actually hook up with someone that you always wanted to, but you didn't have the nerve to talk to.
You mean the prom queen 8 years ago that's now working at the Dollar General?
Could be.
Mm. Iggy, maybe you'd be better off with a picture with a pet moth. That's from a lawyer.
A what?
A pet moth instead of a bunny.
I do like how you went with bunny.
Well, I'm just something feminine.
Yeah.
There aren't many dudes that have pet bunnies.
I don't know what this text means, but I'm going to read it anyways. Milky isn't having sex with anyone. Head back to the me, myself, and Irene set. That's from the 314. You talking about me?
I don't know.
Anytime someone says something about like really pale skin.
Well, I've been called leather, so I'm not milky.
Is Ken old and dumb or dumb and old? That's from Arbor Day.
Mm.
A little of both, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of one, a little of the other.
I guess everyone's just a little dumb. Doug, the Cardinals lose last night. Or yesterday.
Yesterday afternoon. And so I'm not going to really be much good to you today.
Lose 2 out of 3 in the Mile High City. Dak Hudson was about that whole deal.
That wasn't bad.
He was okay. It was Cabrera that got knocked around.
Yeah.
Cabrera got drilled. That game got out of hand in a real hurry. And they still had a shot there at the end.
Mm-hmm.
They had Goldschmidt at the plate with the tying run.
And then they had Arenado
at the plate with the go-ahead run. And just couldn't get the hit. He looked at a strike three pretty much right down the middle of the plate.
Well, he was back home. He was back home in Denver.
Had a home run, I think.
He did.
Yep.
He did.
Yeah, when you combine Goldie and Arenado and just what the production this year, it's been... That's why we were all so gung-ho on them being aggressive at the deadline, because it's not necessarily you're going to get this out of especially Goldschmidt in the coming years.
It wouldn't have mattered because the bullpen, well, Cabrera sucked. But... You go 4 for 5, home run, double, couple singles, and you'll sit Pujols next day, don't you? That's what you do.
Well, yeah, I don't think I would have. I'm always play the hot hand type of guy because I think most hitters are streak hitters, and they get in a zone and they can hit anybody and everything looks easy to them, and then you get in a zone where there's nothing you can do to put the bat on the ball.
Remember, boys.
So I would tend to play the hot hitter all the time. Although Dickerson had three hits himself yesterday.
Ooh, we're all Dickerson haters now.
Yeah.
Remember, Biff bet the house on the Cardinals. That's from Conclusion, the stripper.
Yeah,
that's
it. You throw that one in the loss column. But he's been red hot with the Cardinals recently, so I guess he just kind of.
I mean, do you see his bets?
No, he doesn't. Luckily, I don't get those texts.
And he plays on credit for his bookie up until, like, what, 5,000? So he's kind of free rolling a little bit.
Yeah, maybe. He said he won 10 grand the other night.
That's what I'm saying. He's a guy that will win big and lose big, and that kind of, you know.
And can afford to do it.
Hell yeah, he can. Yeah. Had that shop that he has.
What's this donut you're having now?
Sam, one yesterday, baby. Look at that one.
That looks like a donut straight out of, like, a catalog for donuts. That's like does. A picturesque donut.
Big, fat glaze with chocolate icing on it.
Is it fresh?
Oh, yeah.
If it's fresh, they're great. If they're just a day old, they're just terrible.
Oh, they're fresh.
You throw them in the microwave and it kind of mitigates that.
Yeah, just like for about 6 or 8 seconds.
Is that it?
Unlike a scallop for a minute that I put it in yesterday.
Man, I tell you what, that was one of the funniest things, and it was instant. Like, the wafting took maybe 5 seconds, and it was mustard gas.
We had a definite Dutch oven situation.
that was a problem yesterday.
Was there any fallback from that, from the rest of the
I didn't see an email.
No, there was no email, and I didn't see anything.
Ken cleared out of here quickly yesterday.
Yeah, usually,
the walks of shame.
The one that really doesn't like it is Donnie Fandango. He will usually
call you out.
Tweet something about smells.
You were here after balloon party yesterday, were you not? And I was nervous that you were in a meeting with management after the performance yesterday.
No, hey, haven't you come into this?
No,
10:01, I need to see you.
No, we had, why was I here? I had something to do after Pepperoncini. I forgot what it was.
Oh, speaking of Pepperoncini, Randy Carricker will be taking care of balloon party for the hour because Tim is in a golf tournament.
You're gonna sit with us today.
So I will be another guest appearance on Pepperoncini.
Nice.
You four are content gold mines. 1 week it's a minivan driving toker claiming he can smash 30 sliders. The next week it's an old dried up foreskin claiming he can top 68 on the gun. This week it's a wispy haired 16-year-old dude that's never seen a telling us how to get laid. Keep up the great work, fellas. That's from Nathan from the east side of Alton.
Oh,
we're okay. Giving tips. Not stock tips, but dating tips. Yeah. And I think that's very important.
Life Sherpas as much as anything.
I concur. So this is the show, eh? It's from the Total Package. You got that right. This is the Munganast 7 o'clock hour. Plaza, I'm going to pitch to you because I want to hear more about the wonderful people, Clayton Patterson, Jamie Burkhardt, Peter Munganast, over at Munganast.
Munganast, St. Louis, Acura, and Alton Toyota, the official automotive provider of TMA and the Tim McKernan Show podcast, the company that we work with and we are proud to recommend to our audience. At this point now, you've heard me talk about Jamie Burkhardt. You've heard me talk about Clayton Patterson. You've heard me talk about Peter Munganast. And we talk about them because we know them personally, and we want to send you to them so you can have the best car buying or leasing experience possible. Or you just need to get your car repaired or maintained, and you're like, well, I didn't get my car from there. Doesn't matter. They'll still take care of you. Go to stlouisacura.com or altontoyota.com or email me at tmckernan@insidestl.com, and I will connect you with Jamie Burkhardt, the general manager, and now you will be experiencing the difference that we have been experiencing on TMA and the Tim McKernan Show now for a few years. It's Munganast online at stlouisacura.com or altontoyota.com. It's Munganast St. Louis Acura and Alton Toyota.
Can we address something real quick?
What's that?
I love Munganast, by the way.
Yeah, I love that Toyota Highlander hybrid they got.
I'll take my van in next week. They will just tip-top shape. Everything they do is just unbelievable. And if you go in there, their new service department is phenomenal.
You leave there thinking, why haven't I been taking my cars here my whole life? Why don't I buy all my cars at Munganast?
I told
you should.
Before even Munganast hopped on the show, I bought our van from Munganast because of people that I've heard had great experiences. Yeah. And then you see it firsthand. Oh. But what I wanted to bring up, is that not the loudest vibrator on a phone on the planet? Like, I can literally, and I said that the other day, I can feel it over here as if like it's my own phone. I can't even change my phone to that kind of vibrate.
Maybe he's got it on super vibrate.
He leaves mid-show, and then the phone just starts
instantly starts ringing. Yep.
I never have the sound on my phone ever. Like, ever. I never have that.
No, it's on vibrate. He did the vibrate, but I feel like the vibrate is so powerful. Yeah. If you have that in your pocket, I feel like that could like cause...
Yeah, your phone's been going off, Iggy.
It did.
I have it off.
Twice. Yeah, you did. And I'm commending you for it, but I felt
it
the vibration.
The whole desk shook.
Well, usually when we do one live, we do two. So I just went and got coffee.
Well, you want to do a little double shoot? All right.
Wow.
I message heard loud and clear. The weather is going to, it's beautiful right now,
oh
but
God,
I'm sure it's going to get hot again. We all know. Iggy, what do you got for this weekend's forecast? So strokecast action.
Just beautiful. Sunny and low 80s.
Yeah.
I don't see rain in the forecast till I think next Tuesday, maybe.
Heat will come back.
A little bit of front moves in, but we'll have 90s before August is over.
Well, if that when that happens, because we all know it will, and your HVAC system isn't working, you need to call Seth Goldkamp and Design Air Heating and Cooling ASAP. Plus, you can hear a little bit about Design Air Heating and Cooling. Sir.
Design Air Heating and Cooling is the official HVAC provider of TMA and The Tim McKernan Show. I am a client. Doug Vaughn is a client. And we would like to see you become a client as well. When you're dealing with the summer months in St. Louis and your air conditioning goes out, it is an absolutely brutal experience. So what do you do if that happens? The answer is you go to designairservice.com and you work with Seth Goldkamp and his incredible staff of service technicians. You click on book now and you are talking with somebody right away. And I don't know how many times I've gotten emails from listeners who say, I couldn't believe it. They were at our house within a couple of hours. And that's what you need when it's so hot out and your air conditioning isn't working. So make sure, should that happen to you, you go to designairservice.com and work with the company I work with and the company Doug Vaughn works with. The company is Design Air Heating and Cooling, the company you should be working with. Online at designairservice.com.
That's Design Air Heating and Cooling. Doug, I think more important than the Cardinals got the second place team in the Central, were they a half game up on the Brewers?
I believe that's correct, yeah.
But meanwhile, in AA, Chandler Redmond last night.
He do it again?
He hit, not for the cycle, but for the home run
That was
cycle.
Two nights ago.
We talked about that yesterday.
Did we?
Yeah, we sure did. Solo home run, two-run homer, three-run homer, grand slam.
What was I, asleep at the switches?
I guess.
You had your mic off.
All right, well, swing and a miss for me there.
Why don't we call him up?
Mazel tov nonetheless.
Mazel tov nonetheless.
He's hot. Get him in the lineup.
Can you just dump out of that?
He's a big chunky guy. He's a big chunky guy. He looks like he could get himself maybe in better shape.
Well, the question I was going to ask is, what do you think is more impressive, hitting for the cycle or hitting for the home run cycle? It's not easy, especially for him who's a little stockier. It's not easy to get a triple.
But usually something quirky has to happen to get a triple.
Right.
You got a weird bounce off a wall or an outfielder fell down, usually, unless you're super fast. But the home run is the ultimate hit. So
I think the home
run is better.
Never happened in the majors and happened once before, I guess, in the minors. So this is only the second time. That is crazy.
I'd be surprised if not Pujols needed a triple the other night for the cycle.
Yeah, not going to happen.
I'd be surprised.
He would need two caroms.
I would be surprised.
Someone needs to, break an ankle.
I'd be surprised.
Right,
he's a good base runner. No speed. I'd be surprised if he's ever had a cycle hit for the cycle.
I don't think he is.
Mm. He wasn't. I mean, he wasn't ever fast, but he was.
He's a good base runner.
Early 2000s, he was. He could get it right. He had a lot of stolen. He was a great, intelligent base runner.
Well, when Arenado did it, this year he did it, right? They said that the previous time a Cardinal had done it was Grudzelanek, and that was 2002. So that would cover almost all the Pujols years.
Wow, really?
Grudzelanek.
Unless you have a ball that's in the right field corner and the guy goes to get it and he falls down, that would be a Pujols triple. That's about it.
Right.
I think he'd have to hit a home run and say, nah, I'm not going home.
I saw a tweet.
He's so funny.
I saw a tweet where it was he should just hit another home run and stop at third. And just say, nah, I'm good here. I've always wondered, if you hit two home runs, a double and a single, you didn't necessarily hit for the cycle, but you touched third twice. I mean, I don't know.
Well, a cycle is just, it doesn't really mean anything other than it's a fun little stat.
Your hole is begging for it, like a naughty Wolf Branch bad boy. That's from the recovering alcoholic from Belleville, Webster Groves.
We haven't heard from him in a while. He's probably been in prison.
I don't know why he's bringing up my father's former school where he was a principal. That seemed unfair.
Usually when Tim is out, they get very angry and aggressive.
Yeah. You know, I haven't seen too much of it, but now that I say that, the anger will come in. There's a press conference Friday, though. Send in your queries. We got answers. We got takes. Nikki, you're taking questions?
Oh, I always take questions.
Doug?
I will say that when my phone was blowing up here, is quit being a child. Seriously.
Who are you talking to right now?
I know it's the same person every day. He just changes the number, but it's always a 618, so we know who's...
Who is it?
We know who the dicks in 618 are.
Who?
hey, it's Davey. If you're still in that webcam, let me know. Hey, I got this for you. You want to come outside? I mean, it's somebody different every day, but it's always a 618. Same person, changing your number. Quit being a child.
Come on, Nissider.
I mean, it's nothing's going to happen. I'll look at it. I delete you.
Yeah.
And then you change the number the next day.
How did you? How do people get your number?
Well, it was on Facebook for a while.
Okay, I really didn't know, but now...
I never changed my info when I started Facebook.
Info, yeah.
And when you're new on Facebook, when you start, it says, put your cell phone number so people can reach you. Oh, that's a good idea. And no, it's not a good idea. It was like 10 years later when it started when me and Roderick were in Florida and I kept getting calls on my phone. It was, you know, your number's on Facebook. Yeah, better change that.
Did Jackson seriously ask which is better, the home run cycle of 16 total bases? That's from Dan in Wentzville. It's food for thought.
It's the home runs, because at some point you're comparing one of the home runs to a single.
Yeah.
And one of the home runs to a double.
I mean, yeah, hitting four home runs in one night is impressive on its own. But
yeah, that's only happened a handful of times.
Was that what the interview with the Reds reporter where he says, you know, you were trying to do that? Yeah. That was a four home run game, right?
That dude was so nervous.
And hard-hitting Mark Whitten did it for the Cardinals. Mike Schmidt did it once.
Would Tatis's two grand slams in one inning be like the most impressive?
Oh, that's like the
single game stat.
That's the pinnacle there.
See, yeah. I don't think it's that impressive. I mean, you've had two. There's guys that had two home runs in an inning. He has nothing to do with the guys getting on base.
Right.
Yeah, I think four home runs is more impressive.
Four home runs in a game more impressive than two grand slams.
Two grand slams in an inning. That's the only time it's ever happened. But, like Iggy said, some of that was just because the other guys were on base. Yeah. Like, he can't control that.
Is that the only time it's... Didn't Tatis Jr.? I thought he might have...
Two in one inning? I don't think so.
Maybe I dreamed.
And it was against the same poor pitcher. Chan Ho Park was still out there.
This is against the Dodgers, right? Yeah.
Chan Ho Park was a player.
It was pretty good. You'd have to still be on the mound after giving up that many runs.
Jackson, love the most recent QFTA. You have a beautiful boy hole, boy. It's from Scott. Scott's Wrinkled Ball Sack. Yeah, you can check out the new QFTA. It's 2.5 hours long, and it's called I Don't Care. Yeah, you can find that on the TMA STL app, wherever you find your podcast, The Tim McKernan Show. It was a fun one. I didn't have to pee the whole time.
For 2.5 hours?
Tim had to pee worse than I did. But the thing is, I can go 0 to 100, like real.
Oh, that's how.
Like
I
tonight,
am.
I'm gonna get after it a little bit at the Redbird game, and I can see myself having to pee a lot.
Well, maybe they need to start marketing those astronaut underwear panties to radio people.
I'm ready.
So if you have to go, you know, you're covered.
Stadium, buddy, like a catheter to go.
Well, it's just like, I guess, like giant adult diapers.
I just soil myself and sit in it.
But it absorbs it, so it doesn't feel like you're sitting in it.
That's why Depends are so popular.
Didn't that astronaut girl who drove to Houston to kill that guy?
Yeah, that's what she was wearing.
She just wore the diapers the whole time. So
now, what about
stop.
The poop?
Well, that was smear. That's
how you get a rash.
That would chafe, yeah. After a period of time, that would start itching.
I don't know that the diaper's going to help that much.
I had a couple weeks ago, before I went on vacation, I peed in a residential wooded area in Baldwin.
Randomly?
Well, not randomly. I just, like Jackson said, I'm the same way. 0 to 60 real quick.
So you pulled off to the side of the road?
I thought that was just me in my old age.
Knowing where I was and kind of knowing the area a little bit, there wasn't anything that would save me. The gas station was about 2.5 miles, 3 miles.
You couldn't make it 2 miles.
A lot of stops. It would have been like 8 to 10 minutes because, like, you know, there's stop signs, stop lights, etc. So I just saw this little area, pulled to the side, put on my blinkers, and just ran in the middle of the woods with my houses all over.
Oh, God.
Took a huge pee and ran.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, that's wrong. Sometimes it makes you think maybe you ought to just have a large container in your car all the time for emergencies.
No, because
piss jug action.
My problem is if you really need to go, you can't really tell if you're going to be filling that thing, if they're a backup jug.
The threshold can come up on you quickly. Yeah.
Because once you release, it's over. I mean,
you can't stop.
The Gatorade bottle filled. Time to just stop. Time for a UTI.
Make it a milk a gallon milk carton or something.
That would do the trick. I don't know if I've ever peed more than a gallon.
Then you see people at stop signs every once in a while will open the door and pour out their soda cup, with their ice. Here's plowsy pouring out a bunch of yellow stuff on the
side. Oh, I'm sure it's
Well,
happened.
If you go by rest area truck stops, you'll see a ton of pee-filled bottles.
Oh.
A ton.
They don't pour them out. They just throw them out.
They just throw them out. And so you see an overfilled trash can. You see just like four or five pee bottles. Just
they would probably have to have something like that because it's a big hassle for them to get off the highway and drive around and find some.
Yeah, to have to get back to that 65-mile-an-hour speed is a grind for those dudes.
Well, they can pull off to the side, and they all have that cabin behind them. They probably have a pee bucket in there.
Yeah,
the sleeper camp.
Chamber pot.
You would need a bucket if you're. I even think the gallon jug. That's not going to do it unless you have four or five of them. If you're a trucker, you got to have a pee situation.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you got to have that figured out.
Yeah, if you see a truck pulled off to the side of the shoulder, there's one of two things: they're either sleeping, or they're just they went into their little cabin and peed, and then got back in.
Well, yeah, some of them. Well, they have like limits on how much they can drive in a single day. If you see them pull over, it's because like, hey, you gotta stop, and they like buy their
hit
insurance
8 hours or something.
Well, I thought there was a law because wasn't there several wrecks about 5 or 6 years ago, maybe longer than that, in terms of like truckers falling asleep because they're trying to make their quotas or trying to just gain and rack up bonus, which is fine. I understand that.
It's definitely a safety thing. Yeah. You don't want a big. Semi-truck with a guy falling asleep out of control, roaring down the highway at 80 miles.
But I see a dude on TikTok, and he's like, I mean, he has a ton of followers. He's a truck driver, younger dude, and kind of shows, you know, the ins and outs of, you know, a day-to-day of a trucker, you know, whether it be how they shower, eat, how they sleep, you know, where they're, you know, being at in the middle of nowhere of, like, Ohio or Texas. And it's crazy. The bathrooms, like, are lavish at those like love stations.
Love stations.
Those are big truck stops.
Yeah,
like the love stations.
There's
so
one
like,
right there
love
on Highway 54 off.
And they're like $15 a shower. But this dude is set up. He has like a grill and like he has a dishwasher, like a little portable dishwasher. So he'll sit out there in a lawn chair just at a truck stop cooking a steak, marinating it, and then dunking dishes, and then just drives away. So if you're set up in there. It wouldn't be terrible. I just...
Oh, I think it would
After
be
doing
horrible.
That, like, 46 hours of driving, I could not do that for a living. That would kill my back.
That's one job I could not handle. I couldn't do it.
When I was...
I could maybe drive around town delivering things.
But not interstate?
Not just interstate highway.
And people are dicks and will just cut you off and, like... Yeah. I mean, because I've done... I mean, you always fit in between a semi. You know, you always try to.
Oh,
it's
sure.
like, oh, I got to slow down. Get
now you're in the rocking chair.
When I got the job at Fontbonne as the bowling coach,
oh,
I had to take, I think it's called the Class C license.
Yeah.
Commercial driver's license.
Commercial driver. I had to take that in order because I would
drive the van.
Have to drive the van.
Yeah.
Need to see.
I went in to take this test. It's like a trucker's test.
What did you study?
Now, if you're driving 18,000 tons and you show up to a weigh station,
where's this voice coming from?
I'm like,
Ned Reynolds.
What is this?
You have to weigh a van every time you go to a weigh
station?
Well,
it was a trucker's thing.
Yeah, I mean, I
So I got like two right out of 20 or whatever.
Oh, you feel it.
And I took it up. She goes, did you study? I said, no, I didn't study. I have a license. I'm driving a van with some bowlers in it. She goes, you can take it.
I don't think the people, what sport they play in the van matters.
Listen. She said, you can take it two more times a day, but you failed, then you got to wait 2 weeks. I said, well, I got to drive to a tournament.
Sure you do.
Today.
Then we weren't going anyway. But
oh, because you didn't schedule it, did you?
So I went and took it again. I failed it again. She goes, you got one more time? I said, I said, I'm not driving a truck. Why do I have to know about the square footage and tonnage of I'm driving bowlers. She goes, honey. She gave me a sheet and had all the answers. Here you go.
Oh.
And she gave me the answers.
Really?
And I took it and she goes, all right, you passed. Thank you.
Who was this? Was this at the license bureau?
Yeah, a lady did that. Because I've said, I'm just driving bowlers. I'm not driving an 18-wheeler. What do I have to know about a weigh station? And how much can I drive before I have to stop? I said, I don't need to know all that.
Study a little.
A week later, she's reading the news and see this 20-car pileup.
He just knew what he was doing there.
Tragedy in bowling community.
Thank God. She gave me the answer.
I couldn't get it in the lower gear.
Bond program canceled.
She was so sweet.
Well, that's a headline she did get.
I work at a place where about 30 truck drivers pick up a day, and the waiting area is littered with piss bottles. That's from the need for seed.
You see them all the time. It's so common. And I get it. It's still disgusting. Like, I've done it, but, like, to do that regularly, that's your job. Like, that would be a tough one to wrap my head around doing.
My buddy is a UPS driver in Atlanta and has had to make mud several times into a Publix bag in the back of a truck on a hot summer day. Gives new meaning to what brown can do for you. That's from Alan Dayville.
God, I want to not believe that.
Now, Doug, put yourself in that spot. Like, what are you thinking at the time when you're putting your third grocery bag into a, like, area to poop in? Are you thinking career change? What are you thinking?
You wouldn't have to as UPS. You stop at QT or someplace like that, right? You pass a 1,000 of them.
I'll take things that didn't happen for 500, Jackson. That's from conclusion this trip.
Well, it did happen.
No, it didn't. Not for the UPS guy.
I'm sure he's talking about me taking my test.
Yeah, I think he was talking about the test taking.
Yeah, I made that up. Yeah, that's just off the top of my head. You know what? I'm going to go in today and lie about taking a truck test. How about that? I know we're going to talk about it.
How many times you drive the van to a tournament?
Yeah, a couple.
Couple two.
And the first time I got a...
tank.
The first time I drove
it... need to fill up.
Going to Granite City for a tournament. St. Clair Bowl. I got a ticket.
How fast were you going?
80.
In a 60?
Yeah.
They'll get you for that.
The other bowlers laugh at you that you got this ticket?
I don't believe I ever paid it.
The law doesn't apply to you.
Can you imagine the...
You'll get pulled over again. You'll be warned out for your arrest.
I knew I was never going to use that van again and get pulled over, so I wouldn't...
It's not the van they wanted. They wanted you.
Yeah, they got your license.
Well, how often am I in Illinois?
Well, if you get stopped anywhere...
There could be a warrant out for my arrest in Illinois.
Have you been pulled over since?
No.
Well...
That's what I'm saying. In Illinois, just
your
be careful.
Your time is coming.
Just be careful.
If you for whatever reason, had a warrant out for your arrest and... They put you in jail for like 4 or 5 hours. Who you calling to bail you out?
Well, that happened to
Cletus.
Me. That happened to me. I was going to work, and I got pulled over for kind of like what I do every day. But this, I didn't run the red light.
You do every day is make an illegal left turn on a red light.
Yeah, I run that red light. But this, I got to the red light, I pulled in.
Hey, police are listening.
I pulled into the parking lot, and then went to the exit of the parking lot to avoid the red light. I didn't run a red light. I just went to the parking lot, went to the exit, got it the other way.
Sure you did.
Well, he pulled me over. I said, "What'd you pull me over for?" He went through that parking lot to avoid the red light. I said, "No, I was pulling in here to get something, and then I decided I don't have time to do it, so I just left."
He's probably heard that one 1,000 times.
You can't prove I did that. But anyway, he said, "Your license," and he found there's a warrant for my arrest for a meter ticket in Clayton, a parking meter ticket.
Well, you had to pay him.
But I didn't have it.
Well,
you know, people mess around all the time. They walk by, just take it off his windshield and throw it. I've done that.
Or maybe you did that to your own car.
No, people have done that before. I've done it to other people just to F with them. But I didn't have a ticket. If I did, I would just go. It's like 25 cents if you pay it right away. I said, I never saw a ticket on my windshield.
That's
meter
not an
ticket.
Excuse either.
I had to go sit in a thing for 3 hours.
Yeah. Pay the ticket.
And my sister had to come get me for that. So normally if it's something like that, if it's not, it's going to be, they release you on your recognizance.
Recognizance. You
know, whatever.
Put me down for 1,000. That story never happened. That's from Harrison.
Well, that did happen.
See, I got one that's show related. I don't know if I've actually told this on air. I don't know what.
Doug, TMA exclusive.
Now that we're not at. Right. I didn't want to say at the preview point because that's where I was working at the time, and I didn't think the story was appropriate. So it was, we had a live show that evening. I think it was like a Thursday night or whatever.
It was live, yeah.
And so I think it was kind of out there. I think it was either in the Illinois side or whatever. So I was driving there to it and got pulled over and had a warrant out for my arrest for, it may have been weed related from like when we had the St. Charles location. It was where they took me was St. Anne. So they drove me all the way from Illinois to St. Anne and like rush hour. You're talking 5:30, 6 o'clock in the afternoon. It took like 2 hours.
You were in the back of the police car?
Back of the car. It took me to St. Anne because wherever your warrant is, that's where you, obviously that's where you go to the station. You can't just go to the nearest police location.
No.
And so I had to do that. And the worst part was Madison was hanging out with her mom for like a mother-daughter like pamper night.
At the same police station?
No, just at the same time. And I had really no one else to call. And no, I wanted to keep it low profile because at the time there was a live show going on that I'm supposed to be a part of.
Yeah, but you're
and
not
I'm
there.
Not there.
Yeah. Did you explain that to
I had my only text I sent in the back of the, like, before I got to the back of the car was CMAR. That was the only one I was like, yo, I'm probably not going to show up. I'll talk to you later. So I had to call Madison while she's like doing mani-pedis and like watching Sex and the City with her mom.
Oh.
To come get me, and they, like, I think the bail was, like, $350 or whatever they call it.
She had the money?
Dude, so she got the money and didn't have to pay it. For some reason, it was, like, kind of lost in the system that, like, she said, hey, I'm here for Darren Atkins, you know, and they looked at it and said, okay, yeah, let me get him out. Didn't pay a dime to get me out.
You were in jail? Wow. You're actually behind bars?
Yeah, for like, I think a 4 hour, because again, like, it took, I mean, St. Anne is not easy to get to in general, just especially with traffic and,
You know,
I wasn't like, hey, rush
stuff.
Out with you. Like, I didn't want her mom to really know. I mean, I don't know if she would have cared, but I want to be like, you know, don't make a scene. You can, you know, casually get done with your manicure and then maybe come out. And
And what was the charge again?
So I apparently got pulled over with like a little weed in St. Charles. And at the time it was still... it's a ticketed offense and decriminalized. And I just, I guess, forgot to pay the ticket. Again, if I'm in Iggy's situation, it's so easy to pay some of those tickets. It was $125.
I never saw my ticket.
So. Yeah, so like I forgot about it and had no idea. And so when I got pulled over, they brought it up. And the problem was I had weed on me.
Yeah.
But got that all taken care of. But I thought it was... You know, funny, because at the time, there was an event that, like, I should have been at. Like,
and you're sitting behind bars.
Yeah, I did not make...
Alone, or were there other murderers? And
there was a few people, because it was one of those, I mean, there were three people in there. There were three or four people in there.
Yeah, mine wasn't just the jail. They didn't put me behind bars. It's like a holding area. It's like...
Well, yeah, but that's the same. I mean, it's the same. They're holding you there until you can...
They take your shoelaces, right?
Yeah, they took everything.
They did, in case you were going
to
hang yourself?
I had no shoes, but they took my phone, too.
No, I just went to this, like, area. They opened a door. It's a glass door. You let you in. There's, like, seven people in there.
Oh, yeah.
Wait to get processed. And my process was going to be, I'm setting a court date. That's all
yeah,
it
they
was.
Put me in that actual cell right
Did you
there.
Ask the other guys in the hole, hey, buddy, what are you in for?
double weed charge.
Tin mugs, and you clanging against the bars. Ah, the life of a radio star. That's from The Hunchback of Von Castle.
Yeah, I had a lie when I went to jail for the promoting gambling thing at Clay Morgan's.
Oh, that is, yeah.
I'm in that cell, and it's just, I'm in here, what are you in here for? I didn't knife that guy. It wasn't me. I didn't beat her up. What are you in for? Gambling.
You got punched?
I'd have been, no, I'm saying, if I couldn't have said, yeah, I'd kick three asses. I'm going to say gambling, a little wuss.
So did you make something up?
No, I made that up. I was just...
You just made up that whole story.
It was me and my brother were in the same cell.
Oh.
We had our own cell.
You come from a whole family of criminals and crooks.
No, he was part of it too.
Oh. I got arrested in a parking lot of a state prison.
You did?
Yeah. It was in high school.
Convenient for the officials, I guess.
No, because it wasn't a state, it was a... county, so you had to go to the county. So again, another like 25-minute ride. No. So yeah, I didn't go to the
this local. Weed again.
I was 17, and I was with my buddy, and his mom worked at the prison and like you know the administration office.
Yeah.
And he was going to pick up money. I was skipping school. I think he was a freshman in college, and I was a senior in high school. Yeah. And so of course it's like 11 in the morning on like a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Should be in high school, and you know, I'm not. So we pull in on just these random searches because it must have been like visit day or whatever. So they do these random searches when, you know, they have heavy amount of visitors. So two vans pull in front of us as we're pulling in the parking lot. I didn't think we had anything on us. So, you know, we did the whole procedure. They got us out and, you know, searched our person, searched the car. And like, I'm digging. I mean, it was an 87 Camry, my first car. I mean, there went this little like drug hitter, like a paraphernalia, just deep wedged into like my seat. It must have been there for months.
Yeah.
And had no idea it was in there. And so like that it was a shock to me When I'm like, all right, you're going.
I'm sure they hear that a lot. What?
I didn't.
You found what in there?
I mean, at
that's a shock to me.
They're like, yeah, you're going to jail today. I was like, what do you talk about?
Really?
And so, like, they brought it out. And so, yeah.
Guess who's going to jail?
And it's
tonight.
Right on the highway. Like, there are tons of people I probably know parents wise and had to.
So,
call
were you in a chain gang and everything?
No, I called my buddy who was also skipping school to come bail me out, but they didn't tell me at the time you needed to be 18. So he drives all the way down there, and he's 17 or 16, I forgot, and so they wouldn't let him bail me out. So I had to wait. I waited a long time until I finally had to call my parents. I had no other options.
Did you tell them to bring a cake with a hacksaw blade in it?
It wasn't that serious.
What's the title of this segment? Deus talks about their arrest records.
But again, this obviously to me, this is 15.
Prison time. It can happen to anyone.
The Shawshank Redemption.
This is 15 years ago.
I don't think I can make it on the outside.
I'm not ashamed by it or anything. It's just funny to look back at just how ridiculous
we've never,
and stupid
life comes
you are
at you fast, Plaza.
You and I have never been arrested for any major things.
Yeah, and again, like, it's just how stupid we are as kids. It's just
no money laundering.
Yeah.
Some guy in the YouTube chat keeps asking me what the phone number is, the Steve Schmidt Kia of North County Phone Lines. That number, sir, is 636-900-4-TMA. This is the Munganast 7 o'clock hour. Mungan asked the official automotive dealership of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Doug, can you tell us about our title sponsor, the great Ryan Kelly?
Well, if you'd like to hear about it, he is certainly great. He's at, where is he, Ecuador?
Yes, sir.
Getting ready to climb a mountain to raise some money for Friends with Kids with Cancer. He does great work in the charity, and he also does great work with your mortgage. Mortgage interest rates have started to drop a little bit. Get yourself locked in today. The home loan expert rates are over a quarter point lower than the national average. The home loan expert doesn't just talk lower rates. They have them. Don't hold off any longer on your cash out refi. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com, home with a 10-day closing guarantee. Really important to get the rates locked in. Get it locked in today. Then if rates go up, won't matter. You'll already be locked in. If the rates go down, you can redo it and get that lower rate. So it just makes a lot of sense. Well, it takes about 5 minutes online to get that done. Whether you're looking for an original mortgage or a cash-out refi, and Ryan says the average person doing a cash-out refi gets about $54,000 back now to pay off those high-interest credit cards, make home improvement projects a reality, pay off school loans, whatever. Whatever you want to do with your money, it's just sitting right there. If you need it, go get it at thehomeloanexpert.com. Thank you, Ryan Kelly. Thank you so much, Sir Mortgage.
That's the great Ryan Kelly. I'm going to tell you all about my pants, yo.
Oh.
Nice. I'm going to tell you about my pants. It's Muggsies. I like rocking those. I'll probably be wearing my Muggsies tonight at the Redbird game. They're perfect because they go with everything. They're so comfortable. It's not going to be super hot tonight, but even if it was, I would be comfortable in my Muggsies. I'm not going to be worried about swamp ass, bat wings. You know, rest in peace to bat wings. Rest in peace to swamp ass when you're wearing Muggsies.
Thing of the past, no.
Yeah, but then also be ready to gear up for the fall. You know, everyone likes wearing some blue jeans and some flannels, and I think the only way to go is wearing Muggsies. They're super, super comfortable pants, and the big thing is those jeans, man. They're not like your classic stiff denim pants where you're going to be, you know, all crotchety and riding up your balls.
I think what you're saying is technology has eliminated the bat wing.
That's, you're exactly right, Doug. Yeah. This fabric that Muggsy has that, you know, the other
companies. So if you have a bat wing, you deserve the bat wing because there are options
out
there.
There's a way to deal with it.
Listen, everyone out there is looking for that next pair of jeans. They're looking for that next pair of pants, something that they are going to be, every time that they do a wash or every time that they're going to be looking in their closet, like, oh, my Muggsy's right there. I'm wearing those today. And they're going to get excited about it because they're such quality pants. So head to Muggsy.com. You can get a pair of shorts, a pair of jeans, Doug's favorite, the chinos, some joggers, maybe some swim trunks that have that liner in them.
Trunks.
I'm wearing some shorts with a liner in them. They're quality, man. So you got to go get those. Get those today over at Muggsy.com. Use promo code TMA for 10% off your entire order. Again, that's promo code TMA for 10% off your entire order at Muggsy.com and free your balls once and for all.
Okay.
It's good to know that Hubbard has a has this ex-con program in place for your producers. That's from the ill side.
Look, none of them were felonies.
You ever have to wear an ankle bracelet?
No. None of them were.
Check in with your parole officer?
Me being a complete moron.
I'm talking in St. Louis 40-something years ago. Bermuda 30-something years ago.
You know, I'm rewatching The Sopranos, and you bring up house arrest, and Junior Soprano, of course, is on house arrest most of that show, and he uttered, I think, might be one of the greatest lines in TV, where he's on the phone and he says, "The feds are so far up my ass, I can taste Brill cream."
Ooh, man. Oh. You can almost taste that line.
Oh. That's so...
Brill cream, a little dab will do you. You guys remember that commercial?
See, I'm a little too young for myself.
Oh, they had some great commercials. Nice
Brill
tunes.
Cream, a little dab will do you.
Brill cream.
Morning, ladies. In your hair. That was my favorite Brill one.
Cream, a little.
He's telling us jokes at the poker game.
Put the fingers in your hair.
Hey, felons. Luckily, those arrests never impacted the upward trajectory of you fellas becoming HD17 radio producers who have to resort to microwaving prepackaged fish in a company break room for sustenance. Thanks. That's from Cal May's oversized t-shirt. If you need me, I'll be meandering around the hallways looking for free stuff.
Yeah, it shows you how much sway we have in the law enforcement community here.
Well, I could have just said nothing because they're all expunged from my record. You can go
Don't say expunged.
You can all check.
Yeah, that is the correct term.
You can check Iggy Strode and see if I have a record, and you won't find one.
Yeah, well, I think if you do look up Iggy Strode, you're not going to see much.
Well, Kenneth Strode, you won't find anything.
The one crime, I guess, that could have gotten us all is drunk driving. I mean, who at some point didn't go to a bar or a party where you would be legally drunk and could have gotten in an accident, and you could find yourself in jail?
That's the one thing I never did. Because
you never went to a bar and then drove home?
My parents preferred, like in high school, my parents preferred me to sleep anywhere I was. So we were pretty open and honest relationship. So I'd call them and 1-2 in the morning and just let them know the situation. So I never really drove. I mean, I would smoke weed and drive high.
Even how about college? You didn't call your parents to come get you?
I didn't drink at all in college.
You didn't drink in college?
No, I did not.
Look at that.
Did not. I mean, I worked two jobs and then journalism at school is super easy, but it's it is very tedious because you have to do both radio and video editing.
That diving package was fantastic, though.
Yeah, you have to be a great shirt. It almost would catch on fire in the direct sun. It was just such a terrible. But my time, there's not a lot of time, and I just rather smoke in my recliner and play Call of Duty. So in college, I never drank.
Doug, it doesn't. You can't forget about it. But in our day, it's almost like the police didn't even care.
No, I don't know anybody who had a DUI.
You could get pulled over and you'd have a beer in the car. You've been drinking a few. I only live a few blocks. Be careful, please. Be careful.
Or they'd say, "Follow me home. I'll make sure you get there."
Yeah, but now it's like.
Yeah, I'd prefer now, though. I'd rather be super hard on.
I think that started with Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Yeah. I think that got it turned around. Yeah.
We went to. The year we went to spring break, that's
Vikings
the year.
Cheerleader year?
No, this was the year that my first year of going with
is
me.
This actually in spring?
Yeah, this is when I actually lost my virginity. But it was me and guys, Burkhart.
Frank Ladd.
I forgot, no, Burkhart.
Nesvin?
No, his
Bickle
was in the truck.
Orion Burkhart's son. Oh, Orion Burkhart was a big wig at Anheuser-Busch. And his son and me were in a couple classes together. So there were four of us that went. But we went to the David Bowie concert the night before. It was we had 13th row. We said we're leaving right after Bowie. So we were all drunk and high as can be for the concert. Then we pile into a car and head straight to Lauderdale at midnight. Then we had a couple cases of beer in the car. So we were drinking and driving straight through to Lauderdale. Didn't even stop.
Yeah.
See, back then you didn't really think about it. Now you do think about it because you see what happens.
You just pile right into the car, drinking all night, just get in the car and drive home. What were we thinking? What were we thinking?
Alan Dayville just texted the UPS driver is calling in to tell his tales from the road, I'm told. And so I think we have him on hold. Hello, UPS driver.
Yeah, we got him. I mean,
UPS driver. Nice. I hope this is you.
Yo, this is Al's buddy. Clyde,
oh, okay. So you are a UPS driver who Al claims has made mud several times into a Publix bag in the back of the truck on a hot summer day.
And I like the decision in the Publix bag. Those are thick.
Well, necessity is the mother invention, they say, and I deliver out in the country, and sometimes you're faced with a tough decision of, do I clinch for 20 minutes, or do I just make dookie right here?
Get yourself regular, man.
Dookie.
Yeah. Hey, sometimes you got to have a couple extra cups of coffee to get going in the morning. They hit at the absolute worst time, too.
Oh,
now, how do you do it? The UPS truck definitely has one door wide open, correct? I don't know the parameters of the truck. If you have a back little changing area. Do you do it in the truck or do you run outside?
So this is not in the UPS manual. This has been passed down through lore from UPS driver to UPS driver. we have a garbage can in the truck.
Nice.
And when times hit tough, you take that garbage can, and we've got bags that we wrap packages in when it starts raining. You take that bag, you stick it in your trash can, go in the back, and pray to God it's not summertime because it's about 150 degrees back there.
Oh.
So not only are you having to make mud and basically a bucket, you are pouring buckets of sweat while you do so.
Get yourself regular.
But it kind of like, you know, putting butter on somebody's head to try to get it out of like a banister.
Oh, it just slides right out of there, no doubt. You're in and out, lickety-split. Any young aspiring UPS drivers that might be listening to this, make sure that you keep a book bag with toilet paper and baby wipes.
That's not in the manual. That's not something that they require. That's a pro tip.
This is the luxurious stuff that they don't tell you about when you start driving at UPS.
But if you're in a city, you just stop. You stop at convenience stores, right?
Yeah, you can go hit a Quick Trip or a gas station or you know, run into a Publix. Wonderful facilities at Publix. Highly recommended.
Really?
But when you're out seeing more cows and horses in the country like I am every day,
What are you delivering to those people in the country? What are they getting?
Tons of Amazon packages.
The most random thing I've ever delivered is a bull specimen.
A bull specimen?
Wow.
Bull specimen? Really? Like Jimmy the Bull?
Bull specimen. Take that for what you will.
Oh, I hear what you're saying.
Now, have you ever come across a situation where you were delivering something that the FBI got a hold of? Maybe like somebody's mailing drugs, or have you heard stories like that? Or isn't that more USPS?
I think that's more USPS.
Okay. That makes sense.
Huh.
Man, this is good insight. I really like the trash can, though, as a game changer, because if you had to hold that bag or had to like put it in like in between your like armrests, you know how some people that make it much more So at least you have the can that, so you don't have, it's one less thing to hold and to worry about.
Yeah.
So I guess if you're looking at a positive, maybe that is one that you can just.
A very minor positive, but yeah, you can take it that way.
Oh, nice. Well, we appreciate the call. I love the insight, man.
Mad pooper.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yep, no problem. Go Dawgs.
Yeah. Thanks, FC.
And you could tell he had that Atlanta twang. Like, it seemed like it was him.
Yeah, and then the Steve Schmidt Key of North County phone lines are blowing up. This is Jennifer.
Yeah.
We got a girl on the line.
Hey, Raby.
That's who it'll be.
Yeah, it's Raby.
Oh, son of a...
What up, Rabes?
Hey, Chris.
Nice ball. all right, three things.
Okay.
Ooh, three.
First of all, Plowsy, there's nothing tedious about journalism school.
Yeah, I know. I try to make it sound cool, but it definitely is not.
Yeah, it's not tedious. Second of all, we had a young fellow in our fraternity at Mizzou who went out one night, had a little too much to drink, and got scooped up by liquor patrol. Nothing too serious. They took him to the drunk tank for maybe an hour or two, and a couple of us had to go and pick him up. He had been there for an hour and a half, and when they took us back to get him, he had his shirt off and was doing push-ups in the holding cell.
A couple and tattoos that he didn't have before.
And he looked up and he said, "Do the time. Don't let the time do you." And we were like, "Yeah, we don't know."
I wouldn't pick him up after that either. Yeah. You can live this hard life.
Finally, Mr. Licks sucks.
He does.
He is awful. And listen, buddy, stop playing the Chili's card. It's not my fault. That's the only thing open at Lambert International when you're trying to get a little bite and a brew before a flight. Sorry if you do most of your travel by megabus. Some of us actually go wheels up. So that's where the Chili's comes into play. I'm sorry if there's no, Piaggia and in Lambert International. So Licks, tried to give you the benefit of the doubt. You suck, dude. Oh. Like, you are brutal. Stop calling in. Stop telling us you're going to call in.
Yeah.
We the listeners demand you don't just drink bleach. You just go away. Just go away. Mm-hmm. Never text in. Never call in. That's all I've got. Iggy, let's take on Licks and somebody else.
Oh, we got two tea times today at 1 o'clock. If you want to come out.
I said I did. Jackson told me that I should check with you. So
Oh, come on out. We got two tee times.
All right, we're setting up tee times, Doug, on air.
Right.
All right, well, I'm getting my first 18 in right now. We're on number 6 at Gateway, so I got to go.
Okay. Hey, that about
right. Hey.
Yeah.
Licks, make like Doug, and kiss my butt.
Hey, all right, knock it off. 6 at Gateway, that's the par 5. Not too long, Iggs?
No, that's actually one of my favorite ones on the track.
Am I right? Is that the par 5?
I can't remember.
I think 7's a par 3. 8 is that par 4.
Are we going to go through every hole?
Well, I just real quickly, Doug, par 4 that goes, and then 9 finishes up more towards
the 10T. Yeah, the par 3 right after that long par 4.
Yeah.
Or par 5. I guess that is a par 5, yeah.
Yeah, no, 5 is the par 4 that's kind of long. 4 is the par 3 after the long par 5. All right, we got that nailed down. Raby, you want to play Gateway Layer? It's from Tervis Parrish. There's an audible yawn from Ken Strode sitting right there in front of the Learn poster.
Yeah, I yawned.
He was uninterested.
No,
I guess we should close out our Mungan S 7 o'clock hour. It is 8:08.
Thought it was a good hour.
Strong, good healthy hour. Strong. Prison talk.
Two more
for the C team. Not bad. Yeah.
I think we're more the JV team.
Some of our guys, two of them at least, have been in prison so much they keep wondering, hey, what's it like on the outside?
Have you been on a JV squad? I was my freshman year, and you play after your friends play. And the crowd just is already over.
No one there.
Already over the 25-22 game they just watched, and now they're watching worse players.
JV would play after the varsity, were you?
No, it would be.
It seems unfair.
The sophomores would play, and then we would play on a different night. We didn't play on the same night in varsity. So the sophomore would get off the court, and you just see the JV just ragtag squad just throwing up bricks in front of just parents. And the only parents...
Were you ever on the varsity squad?
I didn't. I only played basketball to my freshman year. So, no. I had no interest in making it big in athletics. I kind of knew where
strung out.
I kind of knew where I was physically.
Doug, they say you do 2 days of jail. The day you get in, the day you get out.
Yeah.
Wow.
You were preparing for life on the inside, man.
Coming up on the Captain's Log. Next hour, we'll have the drops of the week. And then the Maggie O'Brien's 9 o'clock hour, we'll have the Burr Rally Cutlery Cuts of the week. And Design Air Heating and Cooling Email of the Day. The August standings are as follow, Doug. 4 wins for the JV golf coach.
Okay.
2 wins for Kevin Miller. And a win apiece for each, the 830 Recreator, Los Ween, and Cal May's oversized T-shirt. And so we'll see if anyone can even up the score. Someone will get a new winner today? Will the JV golf coach return? Will Kevin Miller implore his spell check? It's all to be determined.
Yeah.
You gotta listen to find out. It's a press conference Friday. Get involved on the EDF text inbox. It's 314-881-TMA5 or call on the Steve Schmidt-Key of North County phone lines, like the UPS driver who took a crap in the back of his cabin.
Sick call.
And Jennifer, a.k.a. Raby. That's 636-904. TMA will be coming back with the appliance discounters 8 o'clock hour on the other side of the break. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After Live from the Michelob Ultra Studios.